Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today I'm talking about whether it's better to overland solo or whether it's better to overland with friends. So let's talk about it. So as you saw in the intro, today I'm talking about going overlanding solo versus going overlanding with friends. Obviously, there's going to be pros and cons of each, right? But I am historically more of a solo overlander, a solo camper. I like to go by myself. A lot of the reason for that is just because I'm shooting videos and things like that, which most people think is weird or they find annoying or they don't want to sit around and have to be quiet while I'm recording stuff. So a lot of it is just tied to the fact that I make videos for you guys. But again, there are pros and cons of each. So I kind of want to talk through both options, and then I want to kind of give you my feelings on them at the end here. So wait to the end to find out which one I prefer. And I'm curious to hear from you guys in the comments which one you prefer and why. So definitely post up in the comments down below. Let me know what you guys think and why you think that solo or group trips are better. So let's start with the pros of solo overlanding, right? There are a few of these. One, you get a ton more freedom, right? You get a ton of flexibility, freedom. You don't have to worry about, you know, when everybody else is going to wake up, when everybody else is going to get packed up. If you have somebody that has a lot, you know, more intense setup and it takes longer to set up or to tear down their stuff and get ready to go, the slowest person is always the person that sets the pace, right? Like you're just going to have to wait. Same with trails and things like that. If you have a more capable rig and you're with a bunch of stock rigs, it's very possible that you may get hung up. You may have to wait. You may have to winch. You may have to do things that are going to really slow down your trip. So if you are a little bit more selfish, maybe, I don't know why I'm pointing at myself, but if you are a little bit more selfish and you just kind of want to be able to do your own thing and set your own pace, then obviously going solo, that's a pro, right? You can do whatever you want if you're by yourself. Another pro of this is, you know, if you're thinking of it from like a tread lightly standpoint, obviously the more rigs that you have on a trail run, the more potential you have for trail damage and things like that. So if you're trying to have a lighter impact on the environment, going solo or at least in a smaller group can be a little bit better from trail damage standpoint. Another pro of going solo is your spot is a lot less limiting. So I've been on trips where it's, you know, just myself a lot of the times. I've also been on trips with quite a few trips with maybe like 3 to 5 rigs, somewhere in that ballpark. And that's pretty good usually too. But sometimes if you have like 4 or 5, there can be a lot of spots that you find that are like, oh, this is really cool, but we can't fit, there's no way we can fit 5 rigs in here, right? Especially not with awnings and awning rooms and rooftop tents and ground tents and all that kind of thing. So, so the pro of being solo is you can fit in a lot more spots, right? You can find more remote spots. You can, like my Land Between the Lakes trip, I'll put a card up here to that. That trip that I took, that was an awesome trip. And there were 2 of us. So we had someone to recover if we got stuck, because we did go on some pretty dicey trails, which ended up being a lot of fun. And so we had a really small, compact group so that we could do recoveries and things like that. But we were able to take this like really awesome peninsula spot. There was basically this spot out on a peninsula on Kentucky Lake where we were both able to fit and have plenty of room and swim in the lake. And it was awesome. It was one of those spots where, again, if we'd had 10 rigs, there's no way that we could have camped in that spot because we wouldn't have all fit. All right, so now let's talk about pros of going in a group. As we've kind of already touched on, recovery is a huge thing, right? Like, obviously, if you're going solo, you're gonna have to make totally different decisions when it comes to obstacles or, you know, things, trails that you want to take, that sort of thing. You do not want to get yourself out in the middle of nowhere and get stuck somewhere where you're gonna be cut off. But with a group, you know, again, I've pretty much never hit a situation where you couldn't recover someone. Now, it may take hours and it may be a ton of work if you get into a really bad situation or really stuck in a giant mud pit or something like that. But I've never been in a situation where you just absolutely can't recover someone when you're in a group. So, you know, you definitely get some security there. You get some additional recovery ability. Another benefit of going in a group is that you can split supplies, right? So a lot of the times, you know, when I go solo, I have to literally bring every single thing that I need. And that can take up a lot of space, right? You have to bring all the stuff for cooking, propane, your grill. You have to bring all the food. You have to bring your fridge. You have to bring cold drinks, all that sort of stuff for yourself. Plus, then you've got to bring all your recovery gear. You've got to bring your rooftop tent. You've got to bring all your bedding. All that stuff has to come. Now, all that stuff, most of that stuff will come most of the time anyways, right? But if you had, let's say, three rigs and you're really well organized, you could have one rig that's like the food rig. And you guys could just all like split the food, and then that person and their vehicle could be dedicated to carrying all the food, cooking all the food, you know, everything that comes with that. All the propane, all the stuff needed to cook that stuff. And then you could leave your stove at home, you could leave your propane tank at home, you could leave a bunch of stuff at home. And then maybe another vehicle is like the recovery truck, right? And they bring all the recovery gear or that sort of thing. Like, I'm kind of making this up from an example standpoint, but there is something to be said for being able to split expertise and split gear. If you watch any of the Expedition Overland videos, right, they always do that. Now, they're on essentially expeditions, so they are not, we're not talking like a two-night overland trip to your local national forest, right? We're talking about a longer-term trip. But you can definitely do that. Like, I'm picturing like even like a 4 to 6 day trip. If you took like a week long trip, that's a lot of food to have to bring for everybody or for yourself. If everybody is cooking for themselves every day, that's three stoves, three propane tanks, right? Three sets of food, versus you could just have one fridge that's full of food and dedicated. You could have one fridge that's full of drinks. You could have one fridge that's full of water, right? Like, you could kind of split things up and be smart about the way that you pack, so you don't have to bring as much junk and you don't have to just worry about yourself. You can work as a group, which is a benefit. Another pro of going in a group is camaraderie, right? Like, it just depends on your personality. If you're more of a, like, a solo type of person, if you more just want the peace and quiet and you want to get out and, like, just read a book and enjoy nature in quiet with no one around, then solo may be better for you. But if you're in a group, then you get, you know, funny stories, you get a ton of funny stuff always happens when you're in a group, right? Funny stories are told, you get to be better friends with people. So there's definitely that camaraderie piece that is a little bit more of a benefit for group than it is for solo, unless, again, you're just like a super introverted person. You don't like to make friends and talk to people. I can go either way. I'm neutral. I love being by myself, but then I also always have a great time when I'm with friends. So let's get into cons, right? So again, we've kind of touched on some of them, so I'm just going to run through them really quick. Cons of solo. Recovery, obviously, is going to be a little more difficult. If you have a winch, you may be okay if you're in a place where you can use a winch. But if you're out somewhere where you can't get attached to something and you get stuck, you're kind of in trouble, right? So a con of solo is definitely recovery. Self-recovery can be a bit of an issue. Loneliness, again, if you are more of like a people person, you want to be around people, solo may not be a good fit for you because you're going to be by yourself, right? And then also having to carry all your stuff, right? So you are literally completely dependent on your vehicle, which means you have to carry a lot of gear. You have to weigh down your rig quite a bit, and you have to bring everything, which, again, is my default. That's what I go to. But it is a lot of stuff to have to carry. If I could, you know, just say, you guys are the cook people, right? Like, you have the scobble. You're going to do all the stuff. Cool. Here's some money. Let's just all agree on what we're going to eat, and let's you just deal with that. Cons of group, again, if you're more of a solo person, if you like to just kind of have a peaceful night, you're probably going to be laughing and drinking beers and having a good time with friends when you may have wanted to or preferred to like read a book or be by yourself. So that could be a con. Again, if you're more of a introverted person, you don't really want to hang out with people, you may prefer to go by yourself. And then another con of the group trips is environmental damage. Right now, you got to be careful either way. It all depends on how you treat it and how you approach the trails. You could run 10 rigs through a place, and if you're very careful and you avoid the bypasses, you just kind of, you know, you try your best not to damage the environment, then you should be fine. But there's just more of a chance, right? It also seems like that it just lends itself more to like showing off. Like, when I'm by myself, I don't want to take any chances. But if I'm with a group, then you may be like, let's see if I can get through this mud puddle, you know, but it's just a bad thing to do, right? Like, you're just destroying trails for no reason. So you want to stay away from that. But that could be a con of the group things, is your people are trying to prove stuff to people, right? And then that just leads to more damage and more recoveries. And it could also, another negative would be the time that it takes, right? So like, when you're in a group, it just takes longer. It just does, because you're always going to have some sort of rig that's limited. You're always going to have somebody that is less modified than the rest of you, someone that doesn't have a locker versus everybody else that has a locker. I've been that person on trips. When I first got my Xterra and I was bone stock, I went with a bunch of Jeeps and Land Cruisers and things like that. And I was the one getting stuck constantly. And I'm sure, you know, I was constantly thinking, I am the slowpoke, right? I'm the one that's holding everybody back. This sucks. So that can be a con of group runs too, is if you're the least modified, it's going to be kind of sucky compared to the rest of the people. Let's touch on final thoughts here. Again, in my opinion, and this is completely biased, right? This is completely my opinion. So take this with a grain of salt, but then you can extrapolate from it what I'm saying and kind of why I lean this way. And you can decide whether you are more of a group overlander or a solo overlander. So I would say, if I had to make a choice, I'd say I'm about 70-30 solo in favor of solo versus group. You know, the main reason, again, is the videoing stuff. It's just a weird thing. Like, I went with a group this last weekend, and, you know, they're all sitting in their chairs, and I'm, like, talking to my camera behind my truck, recording a video. It's just awkward and a little bit strange. So if you're not a YouTuber, if you're not shooting videos, that is not a concern for you. But, you know, aside from the YouTube piece of it, I do kind of just like to be alone sometimes. Like, a lot of the times, you know, obviously I'm with my family all the time. I'm with friends. I live in a populated area. So sometimes the main reason why I get out is just to get away and have a moment of peace, right? Like a moment of silence to just sort of enjoy nature, read a book, smoke a cigar, drink a beer, and sort of slow down a little bit, right? So for me, I tend to lean more towards solo for that reason. I also do like the freedom. Like, there's sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I want to sleep in, and I can sleep till 8 or 9 o'clock and I don't have to feel guilty. I don't have to listen for other people's voices and say, uh-oh, everyone's waking up. I need to hurry up and get ready. There's definitely like a different tone that comes with a trip of a group trip where, you know, there are kind of expectations around it. And especially if it's a longer trip, you can kind of grate on each other after a while, right? Like, you can kind of get to a point where you're annoyed with this person always getting stuck or that person always sleeping in or whatever the case may be. It's just like any sort of dysfunctional family, right? Like, once you spend enough time together, you're going to have little kerfluffles, if you will. It's the overlanding term for fights. But so from a solo standpoint, that's kind of another thing that I like, is that freedom. Same with like exploration and where you want to go. You know, when you're in a group, it's always kind of a democracy, or you're following someone and you're like, well, this kind of sounds boring today. I'd rather go over here. And you're like, they're like, okay, well then do you want to go by yourself or do you want to come with us? Right. And so there is a lot of loss from a freedom standpoint. Now, a lot of the times though, I've gone on group trips and I love that loss of freedom. Like, I love just being able to be like, where are we going, boss? I'll follow you. You just show me where to go and I'll go. Like my Daniel Boone backcountry byway trip, I'll put a card to that up here. That trip was great. I didn't have to think about anything. You know, my buddy Cody had been down there a few times and he's like, hey, come down with me sort of last minute. And I was like, let's go. And I just hopped in the truck and we drove down and I just followed him around. Like, wherever he wanted to go, we just went and did it. And that was kind of nice too. So again, there's pros and cons of both ways, right? So think about the type of person you are. Think about whether you want to hang out with other people. Think about whether you want to have some time alone. Think about whether you want to hit really challenging trails, right? And would have the need for recovery and or, you know, support there. Or if you'd rather just kind of take it easy and hit some gravel country back roads and find a campsite at 2 or 3 in the afternoon and relax, right? But I don't think there's a right answer. I'm not trying to say, oh, you should always go solo by any means. I'm just giving you my opinion as always. So I hope that was helpful for you. If it was, click that like button. That's a huge help. As I mentioned, I'd love to have you guys in the comments down below. Like, post up and let me know what kind of trips you like to take and why. Post up and let me know examples of awesome group trips you've had or awesome solo trips you've had, or maybe the ones that weren't so great. Tell the story in the comments below, right? Share with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button. Click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do one of these podcast/vlog style videos every week. And then I also do at least one other video. So usually like a gear review or a do-it-yourself budget mod, or, you know, something like that. So anyways, if you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button. Also in the description down below are links to Facebook, Instagram. I've got a Patreon page. We've got a Discord. It's awesome. So I'd love to have you guys in that group, trying to grow that group so that we can all sort of maybe start to get some rigs and coffees together, things like that, chat in the Discord. So tons of exciting stuff happening over there. And then last but not least, Newbie Overlanders. It's a Facebook group, totally free to join. It's growing like wildfire. So I would love to have you in there if you're on Facebook and you want to chat and not be constantly, you know, shushed by the people of the bigger groups that think they know everything, right? So we'd love to have you over there. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening on the podcast, guys. We will see you next week and take care.